Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello, welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
Yeah, I know it's getting warmer out, right? That's a great thing. From Alaska to Florida. Well, maybe in Florida where you listen, it's not so great anymore because now it's already getting humid, right? But the mosquitoes are coming. And with the mosquitoes in some parts of the country, we're worried about Zika. But for our dogs, we should be worried. We need to be worried about heartworms. Same is true for our cats. And for those of you, all three of you that have pet ferrets, ferrets can get heartworm disease as well. But for dogs, we will talk about a specific protocol, a new idea right here. You've heard it first, right on this radio show. Do you have a pet snake? You want one? We'll talk about that. I was just at a conference and I said, we're about to talk about dogs and cats. How many of you have a pet snake? And someone actually raised their hand. I said, well, good news for everybody else in the room. We are not talking about the kind of pet you have, but bad news for you. It got a laugh at the conference. But really, if you're interested in a pet snake, what kind of snake should you get? And we will talk to an expert on that very issue. But more than anything else, we are, as always, here to help you. Our phone number, 866-554-PETS. Help with what? Well, I'm a certified animal behavior consultant, so no, if you're having a problem getting too many parking tickets, I cannot help you. But if your pet is getting parking tickets, or if your dog is barking at 3 in the morning, or your cat is thinking outside the litter box, that is what I can help you with. 866-554-PETS. Nadine, let's get right to it. You're up first. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mr. Dale. I have a 12-year-old white German Shepherd, and I recently got, he's 9 months old now, but I have an American Bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
He has a real problem with getting too excited when people come in the house,
mm-hmm.
and likes to jump and, you know, get in their face and won't leave them alone. And he does have a crate, and certain people, like if there's kids around or whatnot, I do put him in the crate.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Aww. It's horrible. I've taken him to one trainer so far.
And what did the trainer say?
That he's pretty high strung.
Okay.
But he is a puppy, but he's really big. He's 127 pounds.
Sure, these aren't the squatty bulldogs that... what was it? Who was it in England that had these? Winston Churchill was known for those dogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is not that dog. This is a bigger, more robust dog.
Yeah, they look like
a boxer. It looks like a larger version than a boxer.
It looks like he looks like a giant pit bull.
Sort of,
what
he looks like. Yeah, you know,
with a squatter face.
Yeah, you're right about that. And one of the many reasons why I am against breed bans is because I ask, well, what breed is it? And these dogs, which aren't really pit bulls, are mistaken for pit bulls. But let's get back to your subject here.
Okay.
Which is how to control this crazy dog. So,
yeah.
You would be a great candidate, by the way, or your dog, both of you, for agility. Or one
agility.
Of the dogs. Yeah. That's okay. You've seen it on TV. That's the obstacle course.
Have.
Yeah. I've got one of those dogs, too. I've got a dog that I'll take to the dog park. She'll run. Although, finally, it was history-making. I go to the dog park. I see a friend of mine there. And he has two schnauzers, miniature schnauzers.
Uh-huh.
And his wife says, who's quite the athlete herself, says, the way you throw that ball to the dog, pretty pitiful, Steve. I'll take over. And we're talking. I'm talking with my friend. And she throws the ball and throws the ball. Finally, for the first time, I think, ever in the history of the world, our dog is tired. She comes home. She's exhausted. The next day, even, at least for a few hours, she's tired. That never happens with our dog. So I have one of those ever-ready dogs, too. And a lot of it is just your dog's age. So your dog needs more exercise. Thing about agility, though, it teaches your dog some discipline, if you will.
And social.
Yeah. It teaches your dog to respond and work with you. It's a great thing.
After like 5 minutes, he's fine.
Right. So what you need to do are two things simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the people not to egg on the dog. Tell them to pretty much ignore the dog until your dog calms down.
Okay.
That's rule number one. But number two, put the leash on the dog and tell the dog and using a treat to help encourage your dog.
I have been doing that. I've been getting like a T-bone and having the person hold it because he likes people to hold his shoe bones for
him,
and then he will sit down.
All right, so what we want to teach is when people come in, the butt goes on the ground. That's the bottom line. I'm going to send you a Kong toy.
Oh, thank you.
And you can stuff inside there, and I'm sure your dog will love it.
Yeah.
It sounds like you have a great dog.
I do, but I have one more problem, if you have the time.
One more problem. Do we have the time? I guess we will have the time, yes.
Okay, he eats. Everything.
He eats everything.
Everything. He ate my digital camera. He dug through my bed. And I do get him out a lot. And I really tried to socialize him very well when he was young. And it seems like it's just in the house. And it's when I'm sleeping or, you know, he doesn't like when I'm on the phone. Like right now, he's on my lap. he doesn't like being on the phone.
Here's the bad news. We have to take a break. But the good news is, on the other side, we will figure out what to do with your attention-seeking dog.
Oh, thank you so much.
What's your dog's name?
Lugnut.
Lugnut has proved one thing. You can train people. All right, so here's what people wonder all the time. The most popular dog breeds in America, well, every year, the American Kennel Club, based on their registration numbers, come out with their new list. What do you think the most popular dog breed is in America? We'll go through the top 10. David Letterman, eat your heart out. That's next.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
If you've got pets, he's got answers. If you've got a problem that's lasted over 4 hours, you're calling the wrong show. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
We start with one of the most energetic, greatest family dogs there are. Before we get to that, let me explain what I'm talking about. That would help. The American Kennel Club, every year, they release the most popular dog breeds based on their registration numbers. So, in fact, at the end of the day, so I'm going to go through the list, but I will tell you in truth what I know to be the most popular and all-American dog that there is. And that dog is not on this list. Actually, two dogs not on this list. But let me start with this list from the American Kennel Club, the 10th most popular breed. Yeah, it is a great family dog. And in fact, 25 years ago, they were in the top 10 all the time, this particular breed. Then they kind of fell into disfavor. And sometimes there's no rhyme and reason for these things. It's just kind of the way trends cycle back and forth and back and forth. Well, a couple of years ago, they broke again through into the top 10, up to number, I think, 5, dropped down to number 7 in 2013. And like last year, they remain the 10th most popular breed in America. Great family dog, great with kids, because they have as much energy as the kids. The downside is now you kind of have another kid with four legs. Boxers, great dog. Number 9 on the list, the Yorkshire Terrier. Always as popular in America as, I guess, the pudding is in the U.K., whatever Yorkshire pudding really is. I was never quite so sure about that, and I'm still not. Number 8 on the list, Rottweilers. In fact, Rottweilers have an interesting story. So they were either 2 or 3 on the list, I'm guessing 10, 12 years ago, somewhere in there. And because of negative publicity, they began to fall and fall hard. They fell out of the top 10. They've been back in the top 10. This is the highest place they've been since, back in about 18 years ago. Number 7 on the list, they kind of cheat. Because we're including, when we talk about poodles, the toy poodle, the standard poodle, and the miniature poodle. Each is known as a variety, and together they are number 7 on the list. If there is a dog with a sense of humor, and I do believe dogs have a sense of humor, I really do. Sometimes they poke fun at us, sometimes at one another, sometimes they do things just for the joy of it, right? We all know that if we have a dog. I think the dog who is the most comedic of all dogs, if we're talking about a specific dog breed, would be the French Bulldog. They do funny things, and sometimes on purpose. They are the 6th most popular dog. Number 5, Snoopy Beagles. They're always in the top 10. It seems at one point, about 30 years ago, they were the most popular dog in America. At number 4, you pay for it, Bulldogs. They are not an inexpensive dog, but I'll tell you, people who love bulldogs, they just love their bulldogs. Number 3, the Golden Retriever. I say that with a smile on my face, and I don't think you can say Golden Retriever without smiling. They've been the 3rd most popular breed forever, it seems, for years and years. So the 2nd most popular breed will sometimes be the 4th most popular breed, but the Golden Retrievers have always been right there, number 3. Right now, at number 2, the German Shepherd Dog. It's been that way for several years in a row now. And the most popular breed in America, drum roll! Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba! Didn't sound like a drum roll. Again, for over 20 years, what do you think? The Labrador Retriever. But in truth, the most popular dog, the most common dog, is a dog that you would look at on the street and say, oh, that's a pit bull. And it usually, in fact, almost always is not really an American pit bull terrier, but a mixed breed dog that has a certain look, a certain phenotype. That's the fancy word for saying they have a certain look that, you know, the broad head, the broad shoulders, the big neck. We call them pit bulls. It's a mixed breed dog, but in fact, there are more of those than any dog on this list. And there are also more mutts, which these pit bull type dogs really are, but other types of mutts, you know, mixes of whatever, than there are any other kind of dog. Are the Labrador Retrievers at number 1 any better than the mutts? No. Are the mutts any better? No. At the end of the day, a dog is a dog is a dog, but still, it's fun to look at this list. And one more thing about the list. So it includes 189 as the American Kennel Club increases the number of breeds that they have every year. I talked about number one. I'm going to drop down to 189, the least most popular breed. You feel sorry for these guys. I do. The American Foxhound. That's the old hunting dog with back in the day when they hunted fox. Well, nobody does that anymore. Clearly, they are 189 on the list. You can learn more at akc.org. Coming up next, if you don't want a Labrador Retriever or a Golden Retriever or one of those dogs that looks like a pit bull, how about a snake? And what should be your starter snake? We'll talk with Dr. Lori Hess. Don't move.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
Dr. Lori Hess is the author of Unlikely Companions. And you know what? For many, snakes are unlikely companions, Dr. Hess. But for some, they're really not. So I'm holding a boa constrictor, or maybe better put, the boa constrictor is holding me. Mm-hmm. But can this snake, who's about, if we were to stretch out the snake, about 4 feet long, is this a good pet and a pet that people can actually bond with?
Definitely snakes are pets that you can bond with. No doubt about that.
Explain that.
Well, I mean, they absolutely recognize their owners. I have many, many owners of reptiles tell me that their animals see them when they come into the room, and they hear their voices and they know them. And, you know, snakes don't have ears, but they sense vibration and they can definitely see very well. So they know who feeds them and who takes care of them and who handles them and, you know, is with them every day. So absolutely, it doesn't have to be a fuzzy pet. You know, reptiles are great pets for people, and they live a really long time, as you know, because you have a reptile.
I indeed do, although I don't have a pet snake. So there are certain responsibilities. For one thing, this pet snake doesn't eat manufactured food so much.
No, that's a good point.
So what does a large snake, or a fairly large snake, because some snakes are much bigger than this,
But what does a boa constrictor, for example, eat?
A snake this size probably eats rats. Smaller snakes will eat mice of various sizes and developmental stages. And unfortunately, some bigger snakes might even eat a rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
And depending upon what you have to be prepared to meet their needs. And for some people, that's not a big deal. And for other people, it is. So you really need to think about this before you go out and get a snake.
A starter reptile, particularly a snake, it seems to me that a corn snake, a rainbow boa, which is a much smaller version of this snake, might be, especially if there's kids in the house, better idea.
Definitely. Those are both good choices. Red-tailed boas can be fine. Ball pythons can be fine.
Yeah.
Those are all examples of smaller, generally docile, good-natured snakes, and, you know, that are handleable with kids, maybe in elementary school and older age, not really little teeny kids. All kids should be supervised when they're handling reptiles. And we want to remember when we're talking about reptiles that they all carry salmonella. So we want to wash hands. And I definitely remind all my clients who have kids to do that. We even put a little antiseptic hand pump next to the tank so they remember to do it when they're handling the animals. But they're really interesting. They're fascinating for kids, teach kids a lot of responsibility, and they're great.
Well, you know what? I mean, you live in New York City. I'm in Chicago. And most people in America now live in a big city somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
Statistically. To me, an animal like this brings a bit of the natural world into our concrete worlds that we live in.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many things to know about these animals. Their behavior, they're interesting. They do things like shed skin, which not every animal does, and it's pretty cool. And a snake is supposed to come off in one piece. So it's really interesting for a child to see an animal just slip out of its skin and leave this whole like piece of skin behind.
What is a snake doing when a snake does that, by the way?
It's usually growing. You know, they grow very, very slowly over the course of years. And as they grow, absolutely.
Really. Yeah.
They shed their skin. They even, in snakes, are really cool because they shed the surface of their eye, their cornea. And, you know, that's kind of a cool thing to watch. It gets really opaque. Sometimes it gets stuck and they have to come to the vet. But it's a really cool process for a child to watch and see how they develop.
As a veterinarian, when is it appropriate for you? So I tell dog and cat owners every 6 months, see your veterinarian for a checkup. I suspect you'd agree.
I definitely do.
How about a guy like this?
Well, the biggest thing is to get this animal set up properly when they first get this pet, because it obviously needs the proper heat and light, humidity, all those things that are a little different from a dog and cat's environment. You must set them up properly or they'll get sick.
Is that sort of the trick? I mean, you could sell these guys.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they sell for, but the setup probably costs more than what the snake itself costs.
Yeah, the setup is really important. It does cost a little bit at the beginning, but if you're consistent and you change your bulb, it's really not a matter of, you
change
know,
your bulb,
well,
meaning you
change
have to
the bulbs
that.
Yeah, so there are heat bulbs that are required for these guys. They need a temperature gradient depending upon the species we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's somewhere in the low 70s at the cool end and into the 90s in the basking or warm end, like if they were out in the sunshine basking. There is a lot of controversy about ultraviolet light in snakes. Some people believe in it and others don't. I do. There was some studies at Disney a few years ago where they looked at a whole bunch of snakes, those that were exposed to UV light and those that weren't. And even though snakes spend a lot of time in the shade, they seem to do better when they have some exposure to UV light. It helps them make vitamin D in their skin, which helps them extract calcium from their food.
Uh-huh. And one reason why snakes often do well under the TV lights, it's nice and warm, right?
They love that. Yes, they
yes.
do.
Yes. Here we have an amazing boa constrictor. The right snake, maybe the right pet for you, maybe not. Dr. Lori Hess, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Call us, 866-554-PETS, and we answer your pet question.
Do you want to launch your dream business and avoid a nightmare? Starting and growing a business can be risky. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur for the last 15 years, I have failed and I have won, and I want to help you avoid the pitfalls of small business. Join me here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win. Let me help you to win as an entrepreneur.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
You're listening to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Welcome back. Of course, I never left. Our phone number, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-PETS. Let's go back to the phones. We're here to help you. That's what I will try to do for you. Kelly in Nevada, hi.
Hi, good morning.
What's going on?
Well, oh my gosh, where do I start? I have three indoor cats.
Uh-huh.
One is 18. I ruled him out because he can't jump that high.
Okay.
The 6-year-old, I think, is the culprit. It's a neutered male.
Yeah.
And he has taken, or my 14-year-old female has taken to urinating in my sink or on my granite countertops.
Mm.
And I'm pretty disgusted by it. And it's funny because yesterday I actually had a friend tell me, put aluminum foil out. So I did that last night.
Yeah.
And they just moved to a different spot this morning, I just noticed.
They urinated on a different spot or moved the aluminum foil, which is sometimes what happens?
No, they actually urinated on a different counter.
Ah. Okay, yeah, you could cover all your counters, and they'll probably find somewhere different.
Exactly.
And that, you know, if you want, that's fine. But we need to figure out what the heck is going on. Now, when a cap goes in a sink in particular for some reason,
yes,
it's a red flag to me. And anytime a cat is going outside the box, I say this anyway, and for good cause, see your veterinarian.
Okay.
Because I want to rule out not necessarily only a urinary tract infection, which is typically what people think about, but also cystitis, which is more complex to diagnose, but it's actually more likely.
Is cystitis, is it more likely to occur in a male cat or a female cat?
You know, I don't know for sure, and I don't know that anybody does.
Okay.
But it can occur in either.
Okay.
So you're thinking because cystitis is more likely in women for people than in men. But in cats, I honestly don't know the answer to that. But
okay.
here's what I will ask you. Regardless, these are applicable questions that I'm about to ask. But again, I don't want to underestimate. You need to see your veterinarian first because I can give you all the advice in the world. And if we don't treat a medical issue that's going on, we're really ultimately not going to help.
Okay.
All right. But I still will ask. How many litter boxes do you have?
I have one large litter box that I clean twice a day.
Okay. And the rule, do you know the rule on the show?
Yeah. I know I should have a minimum of two, probably most likely three.
Oh, well, the rule is, are you sitting down?
No.
The rule is as many litter boxes as you have cats plus one.
Oh.
So theoretically, you should have four. I would at least go to two boxes. I probably, since you have a problem, would go to three or four. Really, really, really.
Okay.
I mean, that just doing that, separating the boxes so they're not all in the same room.
Okay.
Putting a box close to the room where the kitchen counters are.
Okay.
Just doing that alone, I could stop there. Probably it'll solve your problem.
Okay.
Now, but I will continue. Do these cats get along well?
Oh, absolutely.
You're sure?
Absolutely. The male cat, he's the youngest, and of course he's not really a bully, but he's pretty feisty.
Mm-hmm.
The female, this is a whole different topic, but my female cat, who I've had since she was a tiny kitten.
Is that the 18-year-old?
That's the 14-year-old.
14, okay.
The 14-year-old female. It was very timid up until about 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she would stay in a little hall closet in her bed. She would come out only at night.
What happened 6 months ago?
I don't know. We're all stunned because she is deathly afraid of ceiling fans. And I, all of a sudden, about 6 months ago, she came out one evening and walked down the hallway. She walked across the living room floor. Now, each night, she'll get up on the back of the sofa. She'll sit in my lap. The cat has never, ever
this. I know what happened.
What happened?
The cat called in the show. I gave the cat some advice, and now things are better.
I guess that's what it was.
Yeah, of course, I don't have any idea what went on there. But I'm glad. But I also wonder if there was a change in the household or something, whether it was a change in your work hours, construction people coming over for a time, Uncle Joe coming to visit. I don't know. The kids going back to school, then coming home from school, just something.
Nothing. There was really, truly no defining reason or moment or anything that has changed in a schedule, in a pattern. It was just like she woke up one day and said, okay, I'm alive now.
Now, how about as far as the cat that you think is going on the counters, was there any change that you think might have coincided with that?
No. Now, he does. He tends to, my Jesse boy, the six-year-old, he tends to leave the old guy alone.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't, rather than cleaning him at night, he pretty much leaves him alone. Now, he uses my female, the younger one, to, you know, he'll chase her around and you know, aggravate her. She really doesn't want anything to do with him.
Ah, well, what happened to that answer earlier? You said they get along well. So maybe they, maybe they don't get along as well as you think. By having one litter box, what you're doing is you're creating, for lack of a better word, competition for that box. So if one cat is standing in front of the box, the other cat just standing there, either coincidentally or on purpose, which happens, mm-hmm. to intimidate that cat from using the litter box, the cat's got to go somewhere. And by going up high, what the cat might be telling us, is here's a safe place where I could see what's going on.
Oh, that's awesome. I can see that.
So here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
I still want you to go to the vet. I definitely need you to add those litter boxes.
Okay.
You have to spread them out. They all can't be in the same place. You could put two together of the four, because I would like four.
Okay.
But they've got to be in at least three different places total.
Okay.
One in a room that's fairly accessible to the kitchen counter room.
Okay.
Wherever that would be. And then, in 2 or 3 weeks, call me back and let me know if things are better.
Awesome. I will do that.
All right.
Thank you.
I thank you. We'll send you a little cat toy, because that's never a bad... One of those interactive toys from the Kong Company, this one is, and that way you could play at least, which is part of the prescription. You have to play at least once a day with your cats. It's a great anxiety buster. Okay? Our phone number, 866-554-PETS. Coming up next, your email question of the week. You can email me, steve@petworldradio.net. And in fact, this one is one you've not heard before. It has to do with cats and the TSA. And I have an answer next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS. Or email steve@petworldradio.net.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Who wants to pet Fluffy if she's got fleas? Or Fido if he's got ticks? These pests can transmit serious diseases and cause needless discomfort. Visit the Companion Animal Parasite Council for more tips on staying healthy and keeping your pet free from parasites. And take that critter and his pesky friends for a ride to see your veterinarian. Your pet will thank you. Visit petsandparasites.org for more information.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my lips.
kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
So, we share our environments with our pets. And as a result, for example, they get many of the same illnesses we do. It's one of the reasons why we age the same as our pets. And it's one of the reasons why more than half of our indoor cats and about half of our dogs are overweight or obese. And we'll talk with Dr. Ernie Ward about this, in some ways, difficult topic to talk about. We'll also talk about whether cats can be compulsive. Dr. Nick Dodman, the author of Pets on the Couch, will be here, and a fund that's developed to support dogs that detect cancer, specifically ovarian cancer. And the question that I've been asked that I really didn't know an answer to is, okay, you're training dogs in different parts of the world, different laboratories, are training the dogs successfully to detect different kinds of cancers. Ovarian cancer is one of them. They're doing this work at the University of Pennsylvania School of Veterinary Medicine. But, you know, we're not going to go, even if dogs can do this, you're not going to go to a doctor and see a dog at the same time you see a doctor all over the country or all over the world, and a dog isn't going to sniff you, you know? So how does this, at a practical level, how does this matter? Well, I'll explain that. I actually do have an answer now, and I'll explain that next week on the show.
Great simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, I love flying with my cat. I fly all over, and my cat loves catnip. Will the TSA stop me? It's from Melanie in Florida. You can email me your questions, steve@petworldradio.net. Melanie, I'm glad you like to fly with your cat. I'm presuming your cat does it all the time and is somewhat habituated to the experience. And catnip can have different effects on different individual cats. And for a lot of cats, and by the way, this happened to be brought up. Who brought this up? A behaviorist brought this up, who says, I need to do a study on this, because it turns out, and I had forgotten about this, but it's true, that it's a completely different topic, but it occurs to me now, so I'll talk about it. And we do have listeners because we're available online all over the world. Cats sometimes have a different response to catnip in Australia than they do in America. And in European countries have a different response to catnip. I think that's fascinating. So cats in America are far more likely than any of those other places to do the things we typically see cats do with catnip. You know, they go, rawr, and then they rotate all over the room and bounce off the walls. And it's as if they've smoked something, you know? In Australia, I believe there's less of a response. And when there is a response, it's more like they have smoked something. It's like, oh, man, this is good. And they're just kind of like laid back and they have the munchies. In Europe, it's less of a response than either of those two other places, and nobody knows why. And I think that would be an interesting study to do. Completely beside the point. So here's what I suggest you do. You do not open the package. Put your catnip inside whatever bag you put through the TSA security, unopened. And that way, if there is a question, which there should not be, by the way, catnip is allowed. It is legal. You can go through TSA. But if... You know, if you travel, you know that an airport in New York is going to be different than an airport in Chicago, than an airport in Miami, than an airport in Los Angeles, and an airport in some small town somewhere in Omaha or whatever. They are all different, and these TSA employees have their own idiosyncrasies, it seems, I say, editorializing. So, just in case, keep it in the packaging. Once you get through security, now open up the packaging and do what you want. Give it to the cat. That is my recommendation. But yes, you can, they say, go through TSA with catnip. You can email me your questions, more often about pet behavior than human behavior, but I'll take them any which way you send them, steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, there's a new protocol for heartworm. We'll tell you about that, how to protect your dog in a new and different way, actually twice the defense for the same money. It sounds good, right? Dr. Mike Paul will be here to tell us about it.
We're always standing by to take your call. at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Mike Paul has an intimate relationship with mosquitoes based on where you live. Yeah. So I think that veterinarians and most of us understand mosquitoes are not our friends, and that they spread disease to us as well as dogs. particularly heartworm for dogs. I think that's true no matter where you live in the contiguous U.S. 48 states.
Absolutely true.
However, where you live, it's even more true.
Well, I live in the Caribbean. I live in a on a small island with 14,000 other people and probably 14 billion mosquitoes.
Literally.
Literally. It's an ideal climate year-round for mosquitoes, which is something we don't have in the United States. We're really just now entering mosquito season. And all of these vector-borne diseases, you know, we're talking about all these viral diseases, we haven't really scratched the surface yet. Because
now, there's something that's really interesting, mm-hmm. and I want to get to that in 1 second, that we haven't even, I like your pun, scratched the surface when it comes to mosquito disease. And that's true for people and pets.
Absolutely.
So for dogs, we are primarily concerned about heartworm.
Primarily heartworm.
But dogs, right. It turns out dogs get more mosquito bites than we ever thought about. It's not unusual for a dog to get maybe 100 mosquito bites. I mean, they're so close to the ground, they run into bushes. When you think about it, it makes sense, but people don't think about it. They come home and scratch, and we assume, well, it's just being a dog, it scratches. Well, they're scratching because they're itching. Could it be the pathogens, disease potentially, we don't even know about, is infecting our dogs, and it just hasn't been discovered?
Absolutely. I'm a believer there's nothing new. Okay, there are things that we don't know about yet, and there are things that we're wrong about yet, but I don't think there's anything new. And I watch people with mosquitoes, and a mosquito lands on them, okay, they get him. The dog just goes. And so he's been fed on repeatedly before he really even starts to react. The other thing is they don't seem to get the wheals that we get. They don't seem to get the skin issues. They're very attractive to mosquitoes. They're very attractive, obviously, to other ectoparasites. But mosquitoes like dogs for some reason. They like dogs more than they like cats. And maybe it's because cats do respond and start licking and do start chewing. But I rarely see mosquitoes on cats. I frequently see mosquitoes on dogs.
Now, what's exciting to me is now there's a product that prevents fleas and prevents ticks. Good for all the reasons you don't want fleas and ticks, but in addition, and tick disease that would come with ticks, mm-hmm. but with all of that, this product has repellency also, right. That repels mosquitoes, and that just seems to have a huge added benefit.
Well, it certainly has a potential benefit, and I think it's something that you should use everything at your beck and call to get rid of mosquitoes, and I think it does help prevent mosquitoes. You'll see them hovering around dogs. You'll see them hovering around people who use repellents. It's not just that they land and get off. They just don't land.
That's good.
That's a very good thing, exactly. I frankly don't care if they kill the mosquito or not, as long as he doesn't do his damage. Now frankly, products like we're talking about do kill mosquitoes.
Vectra 3D is what we're talking
about. Yes.
So by killing the mosquito, you're also doing a favor to the people in the family.
Right.
Because if the mosquito's dead, then the mosquito can't go over and bite a person.
Can't go bite Susie. That's
yeah.
right. And Susie can't get heartworms, she can get a lot of bad diseases. She can get all these viral diseases that we're starting to see around the world, and again, that are going to increase a lot in their incidence, I think, as time goes by. We live in a world that is moving and shaking all the time, and you get on a plane, an international plane, there are people from all over the world with them bringing diseases, maybe even bringing parasites.
Yeah.
So I think anything we can do to eliminate those vectors.
The product is Vectra 3D. Ask your veterinarian about that.
Absolutely. And I will share with you that where we practice, that's the only product we advocate. There are a lot of drugs out there, a lot of products, a lot of good products.
And it's because of the mosquito.
Because of the repellency. And it's the only one that repels ticks and the only one that kills and repels mosquitoes.
All right. Dr. Paul, thank you.
You're most welcome.
Again, it's called the Double Defense Protocol. You can ask your veterinarian about Vectra 3D. You can ask me, or at least listen next week on the show as we talk about compulsive cats. Also, overweight and obese pets, which account for, well over half our pets.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's it.
Biz Talk Radio.